bed of roses round the door. In America, there are millionaires galore. In America, there are Poles and Portuguese. There are Chinks and Japanese. Sweet is here, sweet is there. Sugar babies everywhere. There's poor old Uncle Joe in America, playing on his old banjo, where the watermelons grow. They all speak English with an accent of their own. In America, that Irish home sweet home.
Opa, opa, welcome to Listening Party. My name is Will Friedwald. It is my great pleasure to be here. I hope you enjoy some of the somewhat offbeat stuff that I am about to put before you. Now, this particular podcast, this particular episode of this podcast series, was inspired by something that happened in real life. Just the other day, of course, maybe weeks ago by the time you listen to this, if you listen to it at all, just the other day, I had the great pleasure and privilege to be present at the first ever Festival of Hot Jazz, first ever New York Festival of Hot Jazz. And this was a sensational event, an excellent and exceptional event. And one particular highlight for me was a wonderful band led by the team of trombone player Joshua Holcomb and trumpeter Mike Davis. And one of the songs they played happens to be an all-time Friedwald favorite, and I refer to Persian Rug, which is a wonderful hit song from 1928, widely recorded, not heard a lot in the intervening years. And that inspired me to thinking, why not do a whole show around Persian rugs and other similar subjects? Of course, friends of mine think I could use a Persian rug for my bald head, but that's not the kind of rug of which I speak. This is of the magic carpet variety. Now, here is a very interesting record of that song from 1928. It was written by Gus Kahn and Neil Moret, which I believe is the same team that gave us Chloe. And it's a similarly evocative and exotic song. Exocative, that's a great word. And again, it's a Friedwald favorite. And they sang it. Josh and Mike sang it on Sunday, and they sang the familiar lyrics that everybody knows. But this particular record is by Frank Ellis and his orchestra, and this has a whole different set of lyrics, completely different. Here is Persian Rug. Thank you. This is Listening Party. I am Will Friedwald. The theme du jour, as it were, is Songs of Persia. Of course, we are all familiar with the Song of India, but now we're switching the focus to the Songs of Persia. And to that end, we began with the very famous Persian rug, followed just now by a piece called The Sphinx. Well, what does The Sphinx have to do with Persia, you might ask? Well, the answer is it's performed by a band billed on the label as the Anglo-Persians. Now, that's a great name for an orchestra, no matter how you think about it. It's actually Louis Katzman directing a house band for Brunswick, released on Brunswick as the Anglo-Persians, 1927. Now, this is the part of the show, well, not just the part of the show, but the part of the whole series, Listening Party, that I call Let's Get Ethnic. And the theme for Let's Get Ethnic is, basically, it's American popular interpretations of music from all over the world, including Persia. Very little authenticity. We're not actually trying to recreate or give you the specific, you know, ethnomusicological recordings, except for this one exception. Now I am actually going to play a piece from the great, wonderful anthology that's titled The Secret Museum of Mankind, and that collects early world music recordings from all over the galaxy, pretty much. It's a great collection on Yazoo Records, and there is one example of a historical ethnomusicological record from Persia, in fact, and it's by an artist by the name of, let me see if I can pronounce this, this is Dowla Helen. And the name of the piece is Briat Turk, from the Secret Museum of Mankind, Songs of Persia. Thank you. Well, I promised you a song of Persia, and by golly, that was it. The title of that track was Song of Persia, a very nice late acoustic recording, 1922, Eddie Davis and his orchestra. Now, of course, that Eddie Davis is not the same Eddie Davis that we love from Woody Allen's band. It's not the contemporary banjo player named Eddie Davis, but some earlier Eddie Davis, I somehow doubt he was any relation, a violin player that briefly led a dance band on the Banner label. That was on the Banner label, again, 1922, Song of Persia. Well, this is Listening Party, and now we have something very, very worldly indeed. This is a piece by Larry Clinton, as played by Alix Combell and his orchestra. Now, Alix Combell was a saxophone player best known for his work with Django Reinhardt. He was a great French jazz musician, one of the early sort of leaders of world jazz, of course, as was Django. And he's playing a piece by Larry Clinton. So what we have is a French saxophone player doing an American composition dedicated to Persians. And in fact, that is the title, strictly for the Persians. Alix Combell and his orchestra here on Listening Party. Well, when I promise you weirdness, you got to admit that I deliver. That was, you won't believe it, if you know what it is, it won't be a surprise, but if you don't know, it might be, none other than Frank Sinatra, and it's got to be his only, yes, he was with Tommy Dorsey when Dorsey played Song of India, but that's got to be his closest brush with actual faux Persian music, if there is such a thing. Now, that is from the soundtrack of the picture On the Town. There is this goofy little scene where they're on the lam, they're hiding from the police, and they disguise themselves as belly dancers. And by they, I mean Frank Sinatra, Jules Munchen, and Gene Kelly. And actually, that's probably, supposedly, their actual voices singing in falsetto, a goofy little song written to accompany a belly dance, or a cooch dance, as they call it, within the picture. And that was written by Betty Comden, Adolph Green, and Roger Edens. The title is Pearl of the Persian Sea. And what we heard before that was no less multicultural, if I can pronounce it in French, strictement pour les Persians, strictly for the Persians, Alix Kumbel and his orchestra. Now, we are getting round to the subject of Persian markets. A very popular piece was written in 1920, kind of a light classical piece, by the famous composer Kettleby. His name, full name is Albert Kettleby, and he was British, and he wrote in England, and his most famous work, the one that's was widely performed in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even, is In a Persian Market, which he wrote in 1920. And everybody growing up in the 20s and 30s knew In a Persian Market. And before we hear it, we're actually going to hear a piece by the great jazz piano player Joe Bushkin. And this is nothing to do, as far as I can tell, with the piece by Kettleby. It's this Joe Bushkin kind of riffing, and it's a wonderful piano feature from Commodore Records in 1944. The beloved Joe Bushkin with a piece that he called In a Persian Black Market. And after that, we will hear the all-time classic In a Persian Market. Thank you. two pieces reflecting on the nature of Persian markets here on Listening Party with Will Friedwald. First, Joe Bushkin in a Persian black market, and then the classic Billy May recording of In a Persian Market, which is on his great album 1959, Sorta May. And it's important to remember that this was a very well-known piece of light classical exotica. Pretty much anybody buying records in 1959 would be familiar with In a Persian Market, not least because it was very popular with jazz bands. There's a number of New Orleans-style bands that played it, like the DeParis Brothers on Atlantic. A very well-known piece, and that's a classic orchestration by Billy May. In fact, most people know it from the Billy May record today, In a Persian Market. Well, that begs the question, what does one actually purchase in a Persian market? And the answer is Persian slaves. Yes, go to your nearest Persian market to buy yourself a Persian slave. And if you want some advice on what to do once you have your Persian slave, here is Jock McDermott and his orchestra, a British dance band, and Persian slave.
Have no fear, my Persian slave, I'll give you love and liberty. You are free, my Persian slave, but you have made a slave of me. You have bound me with love's golden chain, freedom back again. You are no more my Persian slave, but the queen of my heart.
That was Persian Slave, Jock McDermott and his orchestra. And now we're about to go into a somewhat more serious, you should forgive the expression, piece about the nature of Persian slavery. Now, this is, of course, Listening Party, and this is part of a series, a sub-series of shows within the larger Listening Party umbrella, as it were, that I call Let's Get Ethnic. We'll be examining all kinds of ethno-music traditions from all over the world. Not, because they're not genuine ethnic music traditions. They're sort of the American version, the Western version of Persian music, which is our subject today. Now, This is another sort of sub-series, and it's not Let's Get Ethnic, it's Let's Get Classical. What we're going to hear now is a very interesting piece of Russian classical music. It's from the opera Kovanshchina. It's an instrumental piece from an opera by Modest Mussorgsky, Kovanshchina and the Dance of the Persian Slaves, a lovely recording done on the V-Disc program, Modest Mussorgsky. Opa! Let's Get Classical indeed.
the Firestone Symphony Orchestra, recording on V-Disc, and that was available. You can just imagine what sort of soldier was curled up in his bunk in 1944 listening to the Firestone Symphony Orchestra playing the Dance of the Persian Slaves from the Russian opera Kovanshchina, composed by Modest Mussorgsky. I apologize for those pronunciations. My Russian is even worse than my French, if such a thing is possible. Well, I hope you enjoyed this listening party. We're going to have one more piece on the theme of Persian rugs. In fact, this is the theme that introduced most of us, as it were, to the whole topic of faux Persianness. Again, I'm not sure if that's a word, but it ought to be. And that piece is the original Persian rug. I'm surprised by how many people actually know this recording. I always assumed it was just some kinky little thing I listened to when I was a kid. But I talked to musicians of various generations, and a lot of them listen to R. Crumb and the Cheap Suit Serenaders. He does indeed have a career as a musician, as well as probably the greatest cartoonist of the last 50, 60 years or so. And the Cheap Suit Serenaders were a wonderful band. They certainly belied, if that's the way to pronounce it, their band name. And they did some wonderfully influential recordings in the 1970s that, like I say, a lot of contemporary musicians know. Both modern musicians and hot jazz players know the Cheap Suit Serenaders. And I think this is a classic orchestration. And in contrast to the earlier version of Persian Rug, which we played at the start of the show, this is the more familiar set of lyrics. Well, I'll be back next time. After Persian Rug, we're going to go into my ending theme, and a thing of joy it is. And I will see you next time on Listening Party. Till then, this is Wilfried Wald saying, Opa!
Thank you. I shoot more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. I shoot more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. Shoot in the morning, shoot in the evening, shoot in the afternoon. And when I'm not sitting on the pot, I fart this lovely tune. So I shoot more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. I shoot more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year.